AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Tony Bennett has died. He was known best for leaving his heart in San Francisco.
To be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars.
Tony Bennett's long singing career was honored late in life with Grammys and other awards. He spoke at the 1995 Grammys.
I've never tried to get a hit record. I want a hit catalog. I try to just make good records, and to be part of the traditional pop is a magnificent reward for me to win three times in a row.
Tony Bennett died in New York. He had Alzheimer's and was just a few weeks short of turning 97. A federal judge in Florida has scheduled a trial date for next May for former President Donald Trump in a case charging him with illegally retaining hundreds of classified documents. If the date holds, it would follow close on the heels of a separate New York trial for Trump on dozens of state charges of falsifying business records in connection with an alleged hush money payment to a porn actor. Incidents involving the Stockholm Quran event are reverberating.
Hundreds of Iraqi worshippers hold a protest after attending the weekly Friday prayers in the Baghdad suburb of Sadr City to denounce the desecration of a copy of the Quran in Sweden, some holding up copies of the holy book during the gathering while others set fire to the Swedish flag. The demonstration comes after Swedish police permitted a protest on Thursday in which an Iraqi of Christian origin, now a self-described atheist living in Stockholm, kicked and stood on a Quran, Islam's holy book, outside of the Iraqi embassy. I'm Charles Tillidesma.
Texas A&M University announced its president, Catherine Banks, has resigned after a black journalist celebrated hiring at one of the nation's largest campuses unraveled over pushback over her diversity and inclusion work. This is AP News. Somebody could get very rich tonight.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth about $720 million. Okay, it's not the $1 billion that somebody won in Powerball earlier this week. But still, if you have one winning ticket with all five winning numbers plus the gold Mega Ball, you'll have the option of taking the prize money in yearly increments, paid over 29 years, or one big lump sum payment of about $369 million. That's before taxes, of course. Your odds of winning the top Mega Millions prize? About 1 in 302 million. Good luck, and let us know if you win. I'm Rita Foley.
More than 345,000 children's cups are being recalled because of lead levels that exceed the federal content ban. Sugimus is recalling 8-ounce and 12-ounce models of its Cupkin double-walled stainless steel children's cups sold from 2018 through earlier this year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.